Coach's Insight continuing here on KARE 93.7, getting you set for week three of high school football tomorrow night. And now we talk ACCHS football. That is with the head coach, Alex Thornburg, presented by L&L Construction. Coach, talk about a knockout, drag-out kind of game last week, and really what was kind of the marquee game in the Northeast Kansas League. You go on the road to Jefferson County North, and you win a low-scoring, defensive-minded battle. 14-6 the final. We'll kind of dive into it momentarily, but how nice was it to win a game like that?
Yeah, it's always nice to see your kids make plays at the end of the game. That's something we talk to our guys about, you know. We can signal in a defense, we can relay plays to them, but you know, it comes down to those guys making plays, and you know, they did that on Friday, and that was huge for us. So I was really happy for those guys.
How about the offense? You come out hot, you get your points in the first quarter, but then you're held scoreless the rest of the way. You know, just kind of what did that say about maybe what JCN was doing defensively, what they did maybe, you know, throughout the game in terms of adjustments? But obviously the defense kind of won the game, but the offense came out hot early and just kind of stagnant late.
Yeah, and I was really happy with our offense on the first, you know, two of our first three drives we scored on, and I thought we did a really nice job the first drive of setting the tone at the line of scrimmage. I felt like we were more physical for two of those first three drives. But you know, credit to Coach Snyder and his staff, they made some nice adjustments, and their kids got really physical with us up front, and they made our run game really tough. We converted a couple, you know, second, third, and longs in that on those first couple drives, and that was big for us. But in the second half, JCN did a nice job. They stepped up on defense and played our guys real physical and shut down our run game.
We talked about that week one to week two jump in terms of maybe that gap, seeing the most improvement maybe, you know, throughout the course of the year. You went to a very tough opponent in week two. Do you feel like, for the most part, you maybe saw that little bit of a turn up or a little bit of a jump from that week one to week two?
Yeah, I felt like we cleaned some things up. I mean, there were a lot of penalties. I think we had, you know, over 100 yards of penalties on the game, and that's something that we need to work on. But, you know, I thought we did clean some things up, and our effort level was there consistent, which is something we talked about last week, seeing that consistent effort from our guys. So I thought we made a jump, and I'm proud of those guys because, you know, JCN's a really tough opponent and playing on the road there. I thought we made a nice jump last week.
Certainly a marquee matchup last week. You guys are able to go on the road and get the win. Again, that final 14-6, talking with ACCHS head coach Alex Thornburg here on our Coach's Insight program. We get Oskaloosa coming up here for week three. This is a team out the gate, have struggled a little bit, big losses to Moore Hill Mount Academy and also Pleasant Ridge last week. You watch this team on tape. What do you know about this Bears team right now, and what kind of game do you expect this week?
Yeah, they have some really nice athletes over there. A quarterback that looks like he can spin the ball pretty well. A tailback that looks like he does some nice things as well. You know, and they have some different plays that they're trying to run. Gotta be really assignment sound this week. Make sure we're taking care of our responsibilities on defense and play tough defensively.
Finally, Coach, what are a few keys, kind of expectations for you and your team this week as you try to go out and get another win?
The biggest one for us is turnovers, making sure we control the turnover battle, which we did last week. We had three interceptions and I believe two fumble recoveries, so that was really big for us last week. We got to continue to stay on the positive side of the turnover battle and really cut down our penalties. 2 weeks in a row of over 100 yards of penalties, and that's something that you know, we've been working on this week at practice that we got to correct for this week.
ACCHS head coach Alex Thornburg joining us, brought to you by L&L Construction. Tigers are 2-0, the defending league champs, and they'll try to make it 3-0 on Friday at home against Oskaloosa. Coach, as always, thank you so much for joining us. Good luck this week, and we will, as always, do it again next week.
Thanks, Brandon. I appreciate it.